Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Lots and lots of messages unsigned. It says, happy birthday, Chai FM. I remember first listening to you in matric, and I'm now married with two kids. It's not Chai's fault, hey? It's that, you know, Chai can take responsibility for a lot of things. That definitely not. Anton says, happy birthday, Chai. How hard I managed without you. Chai is 18. Since I'm allergic to coffee, I drank a chai latte this morning. That's from Anton. That's in our honor. Gail says, happy birthday, Chai. May you go from strength to strength. Chavi from Israel, morning team, and mazel tov. Lots and lots of messages. It is 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman. It is truly a special day for all of us at Chai because Chai turns 18 years old. Yep. The right to vote. So it's fitting that Chai, which is 18, is 18. From the beginning, there was one person at the heart of it all. It was a visionary who believed that the Johannesburg Jewish community, and indeed South Africa, and then indeed the world, its friends across the world, needed a home on the airwaves, a place for conversation, for connection, for music, news, comfort, argument, humor, and of course, heart. That person was Kathy Kehler, the founder, first CEO, the woman who willed this station into existence and who nurtured it through the years, through chaos, miracles, late night fundraising, and through it all, and built the foundation on what Chai is today. Kathy, great to chat to you this morning. Looking back at 18 years of broadcasting, When you hear that Chai turns 18, what's the first feeling that overwhelms you or that comes to your mind?
Hello, good morning. My first feeling is gratitude. Gratitude to God and gratitude to the people that have been part of the story. Because in 2008, Howard, Chai FM was granted the license in June, in October. Right. I don't know if you remember what happened in October of 2008. There was a global financial crisis.
Oh, gosh, yes, of course. Uh-huh.
And you know, once you get granted a license, ICASA gives you 6 months to get on air. Hmm. And
use it or lose it.
In June of that year, yeah, exactly. Mm. You can't get it together. Like right. Part of the, anyway. So there was somebody who was going to sign surety for a full 6.5 million rand loan, which was Chai FM's CapEx. And the banks were coming down there saying, we don't want sureties, we don't guarantors, we don't want letters of comfort. We will match you rand for rand. And so I had to go back to him and I had to say, this is what they've said. And he said, well, I'll give you 500 rand against a 500,000 against a 500,000 rand loan. However, I had to phone 45 people who were expecting to be paid, because your business is your people. Without your people, you're nothing, right? And out of 45 people, 41 said yes, they would be willing to work as volunteers for the first 6 to 9 months. And the kindness, the amazing, there are miracle stories. You know, there was a guy by the name of Anthony Fox, the late Anthony Fox.
Oh, yes,
he had an electrical business.
Right.
And all these companies were quoting like 200,000-300,000 rand to come and do the electrics to, you know, light up the studio and the offices.
Yes.
And connect the two. And Anthony Fox came, he took one look, he said, I'll do it on two conditions. One condition is that I finish it in 3 days instead of a month that the other companies had quoted us.
Mm-hmm.
And the second condition was that I don't charge you. That was a condition.
Right. And you had to think about
you
that.
Know,
well, you know, you drive
stories,
a hard bargain.
I actually, yeah. But you know, it makes me want to cry because that was something between Anthony Fox and God.
Yeah.
Just like Chai FM was between me and God, and it's now between you and God.
Right.
And it's always about the listener. And, you know, thank you for, I mean, these lovely birthday messages. It's amazing. But more important for me to hear, it's for the new management team to hear.
Right.
Because that is a legacy on which you're going to build. And I'm so proud of you, Howard, and I'm so grateful to you, because for a very, very long time, there hasn't been anyone who, there wasn't a succession for High FM. You know, I've got other projects.
Right.
And I need to, while I'm still young enough and I have the energy, I need to put my time and energy into those projects. And I'm so grateful to you, to your team, and to everybody at High FM that you're able to continue this.
I've just...
thank you.
It's certainly an honor, a great honor and responsibility to take High FM forward. A message from Leslie in Australia. She says, I remember doing, I think it was the first radiothon. It was for DL Link or something. We raised over R1 million and it was so much fun, such a vibe. There's so many memories that you must have over 18 years of broadcasting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so many. And to see, you know, unfortunately, when one deals with news, it's often negative. And
sure.
it's otherwise, news by its definition is negative. But there are wonderful, wonderful stories about the community. And there are times where I call on those stories. So, for example, there's a well-known restaurant, and there's a group of 8 men who, for the last 40 years, have been meeting there for lunch every Friday, all of them.
Right.
And whatever the bill is for each person, they each put in double. The extra money is put into account, and they have sent through something like 12 kids from underprivileged communities. They've educated them and sent them through university. They've paid everything. And it's these stories, under the radar, nobody else would know about it. They don't sing it from the treetops. They get on and do it. And that is what made me fall in love with our community. And I have been in love with our community for a very, very long time.
Absolutely.
So I hand it over to you, Howard Feldman.
And as I say to the community, make me proud. Make me proud like you made Kathy proud.
But they will. Like, it's just incredible. It is such an honor and a privilege be associated with the Jewish community and with our listening community. You know, we connect on our values, on our morals. There's so much more that connects us than divides us.
Oh, that is
As South Africans, we need to remember that.
Well, it was interesting because I was going to say to you, what has Chai taught you about leadership, community, and yourself? And in a way, you've actually kind of answered that, but is there anything else you want to sort of flesh out with that? What has Chai taught you about yourself, about the community, and about leadership?
Chai FM has taught me about myself that I'm stronger than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
That I was actually saying to somebody this morning that I'm 55 years old, and 50 years of those 55 years, I have been in survival mode. But that being in survival mode has enabled me to have the tools to do what I do.
Yeah.
I'm no longer in survival mode.
Right.
But the point that I'm making is that you see things differently. You see things differently. About the community, I have learned that the community needs somebody to show them the way. Because we can't just listen to our own echo chambers. That is very, very dangerous. An echo chamber is somebody who will just echo back to you what your thoughts and your feelings are.
Mm.
And that is not a healthy situation. You need somebody who can zoom out and say, hold on, but this is what the road looks like if you take that path.
Right, right, absolutely.
And that's very important. And that's now your role, Howard.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to say something else, is that you coming into my life all those years ago, you taught me how to laugh again. I'd forgotten how to laugh. I was just like this intense. Okay, look, I'm still intense.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I think intensity is not something that has changed. Right.
Okay, well, it's definitely less.
Right. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Okay. But, you know, it will get less as I get
Yes.
Closer to retiring from IFM.
I hear that as well. But
you taught me how to laugh again, I've said this many times, and I'm sure that our listeners will echo this, that you've made hard news palatable. God has made you perfect for what you do. You know, and I'm really grateful to you, and truly, truly, and to Mukundi and to Senna, to the whole High FM team.
That's incredible
to
team.
To everybody.
Absolutely, it's just incredible team.
What a privilege. Very, very big privilege for me to be able to have done what I did.
Absolutely incredible. Kathy Kaler, founder, leader, builder, heartbeat of High FM for many, many years, for the 18 years and even before, as with all the work that needed to be done. Thank you. Thank you for giving the community a voice, a home, a platform that has changed so many lives over the 18 years. Mazal tov. And here is to many more decades of High.